once again. It's super scary. You find two dead bodies in the quarantine.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And jumping right into it. I love it.
Yeah, intensity just grew. I am sitting here with Eleanor DiLorenzo, our super special guest, and also Mattias Redbo and Annelie Heed. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. Thank you so
much.
We're so
excited to have you. It's super fun, and now it's going to be super scary as well, I hope.
And yeah, like that idiot captain just jumped into that door and saw the
He's
bodies.
He's like, ta-da!
Yeah. I hope he gets extra stress points for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Okay, falls over and dies.
I'm so keeping track of the NPCs stress points. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I'm never fudge rolls. I always do everything completely by the book.
No.
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
Get on with it!
Shall we?
Get on with it! Yeah, let's get on with our alien adventure. Captain Rivas is opening the airlock into the quarantine room. He enters and you guys follow on his heels, but he stops just a few feet inside. So you're basically almost like bumping into each other, and you look over each other's shoulders to see why he stopped so suddenly. And yeah, there are two dead bodies like sitting slumped up against the wall, one on each side, one to the left, one to the right. They're not moving, and I suppose you have your proximity sensor up, Eleanor. Miller has her sensor up.
I have my proximity sensor up, but also Miller, I think, immediately, as, you know, sort of the medical professional, trained in medical stuff, she walks over to one of them just to make sure that they're actually dead or can be saved somehow. So can I do like a medical check or medical aid or anything like that to see if they're fully dead? Or is it very clear that they're dead?
Their heads are not off. And yeah, sure, you can do a medical check if you want to. But if you just want to go up and check their pulses, they don't have any pulses.
Okay, all right. I mean, now, these are very dead people. I wonder what happened. Can I observation skill check to see if, like, how did they die?
Yeah, sure. You can like, do you want to, like, turn them over and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, like, I think, see if, like, does it look like a disease that got them, or does it look like they got killed by something, like, or shot? Like, is there any wounds on them, you know, things like that?
I see. But, I mean, do you want to get hands-on? Yeah. Into it, like from afar, you can see, yeah, they have this like deathly pale.
Yes, color. She will be carefully hands-on observing.
The quarantine room for the rest of you guys, apart from these two dead bodies here, consists of a few showers, some lockers, some open, some closed. There's a metal. Like bed, there's a couch in the corner, and there's an airlock to the right. And from the blueprint of the station, you know that this is a very, very small passageway leading away to the north passageway. And straight ahead is also a bigger airlock leading on towards into the hub of the station. What the rest of you guys do while Müller is checking out the bodies?
This is the place where you get changed, supposedly, right? When you enter the space station?
Yeah, exactly. And there's also quite a bit of like examination equipment here, I forgot to say. Because when you leave and when you come here, you probably get examined quite thoroughly.
Yeah, okay. McNamara will go closer to the other body, shining his flashlight on.
What do you do, Davis?
Davis stands pretty close to the airlock because she wants to just to be sure that there's no threat to the others. So she's basically standing guard at the door.
Okay, like the door back to your ship or to the...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, back
yeah.
to the ship.
Okay, yeah. Captain Rivas comes up to you, Müller, and asks, what do you make of this? Do you see anything? Do you see any wounds on them? Do you see anything? And you are, you're leaning the body forward to see if there's a wound on the back, maybe, or something. Mm. And as you do that, all of a sudden, this happens at the same time as McNamara shines the flashlight onto the other body. The bodies spring to life, and one body goes straight to Captain Rivas. And it looks like the body is trying to, like, throat kiss Captain Rivas.
Oh, it goes for the throat, shit.
And the body that goes for McNamara goes for your face visor.
Yeah.
And just smashes its head against the face visor. Just... And starts to crack, and it just bursts asunder.
Wow, that's
fast. Do you guys want to draw some initiative cards?
Yeah.
We do!
Well, this is COVID session, so I have the initiative cards here, so I'm just going to deal them out to you. I'm going to tell you what you get.
Awesome.
Okay.
How's that?
How's that? How about that?
How about that one?
Dr. Müller gets a 7.
Ooh.
McNamara, 6.
Ah, oh, shit.
But your Colonial Marine gets a 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Captain Rivas gets an 8. But...
We're counting on you, Davies.
But the bodies gets a 1!
Oh.
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. All right.
Yeah, so that's basically what they're doing. They are attacking Rivas and McNamara. The body that's attacking you, McNamara, Matthias, is banging his head on the visor, shattering it, and then goes in. Yeah, it feels like a French kiss, basically, and you feel a long tongue, like an elongated tongue, just reaching down into your throat, and you get some glass, some shattered glass down into your throat. So you lose 1 health.
Jesus Christ!
But I mean, is there nothing I can't block this or just, you know, grapple this guy or something?
Are you sure you want to do that? You're going to waste your fast action.
Yeah, I want to block the fucking tongue, last tongue going into my throat.
Well,
yes, thank you very much.
He doesn't like the pressure.
You sure you don't want to wait till later?
But it's not even. Oh, but yeah. Come on! It's not even mobility. It's close combat. That's your. Yeah, that's a good skill for you, guy.
Yeah, it's not my worst.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Let's make an opposed roll.
I'm disappointed now.
Jim is
like, oh shit.
Yeah. Well, boring. Yeah. You want to defend
break,
yourself?
Man.
Oh, you're so boring.
Okay, I'm rolling here for the...
Defending yourself, you're so boring.
Stop defending
yourself.
Yeah,
make your roll.
Okay.
Come on, bring it on, man.
Uh-oh.
And I've got the stress dice, too.
Yeah, you got 2 stress dice. Did you get so many that you have to count?
I get... 3 successes.
You got 3 successes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to push it?
No.
Then, my friend, you get a tongue down your throat.
Really?
Yeah. I got 3 as well, and you need to beat mine to block it.
Yep. Can I push it?
He says now.
Yeah. Not now.
Not just
now.
Just trying to... Okay.
Well, not after the result presented. No.
You get a tongue.
Yeah, I accept the kiss.
Yeah.
Death.
Kiss of death.
No. Shit.
You get a tongue stuck down. Down right down into your throat, and but the damage that you get, the damage to your health, is from like shattered glass that just rips down through your throat.
Yeah.
So 1 damage to health.
A muffled scream escapes my lips, maybe.
Yeah. Time for the Colonial Marine, Davis. What do you want to do?
Yes. Incinerator unit. Time.
You're gonna use the incinerator unit?
Yeah. Is it too close? Yeah. That's the range.
I mean, you could do it, but you're gonna set fire to both
yeah,
people.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to play with the big. Okay. So the small gun, the 9mm then.
Okay.
I don't know if it's gonna make that much use.
Are you going for the one fighting against the captain or the one fighting against McNamara?
The captain. I mean, the captain is the captain.
Okay. Oh, captain, my captain.
Sorry, Mackie.
Wow.
Well, wow. I mean... Yeah, another suck up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, make the roll, please, Emily. Okay. You get a modification of -1, actually, which takes away the bonus that you get from your gun.
Aww.
So just roll for ranged combat. Because it's difficult to fire at someone who's in melee combat with... friend.
No successes, sorry to say.
No successes, okay. Do you want to push it?
I do, yeah. I do. I mean, she has to do something.
Okay.
So, it goes again. Ooh! 2 successes from the push.
2 successes. And no ones on the stress dice?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, but you get another point of stress. You're up to 3 stress already.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So 2 successes. Yeah, that's a hit. And do you? It's they don't have any armor. Do you want to? What kind of stunt do you want to do with your bonus success?
I'd like to have some extra damage on that one,
okay.
Please.
Okay. So 2 damage total. Great. Thanks. Next up is Matthias.
Ooh.
Mm. So I used my fast action to try to block that tongue thingy.
Yes, you did.
So I will try to... I mean, I don't have a... I mean, maybe that cargo net... Oh, no, I can't do that. Can't waste Dr. Mueller's nice objects.
You're still holding on to the cargo net?
Yeah, of
stuff?
Course. I mean, it's my duty.
That's so sweet of him.
But I'm dropping them now.
Well, maybe that explains why you failed your block with attack.
Probably, yeah. So I'll try to shove him away, like smash his head into a locker or something. Just, you know, put my hand in his face and just drive it into a locker. Smash him to pieces.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's 2 successes and a 1 on one of the stress dice.
And a 1 on one of the stress dice.
Yeah.
Already. Whoa. You have to make a panic roll, Matthias, right away. Roll a d6, please.
6.
All right. Really? You roll a 6?
Yeah, I'm not cheating here, man.
And how much stress do you have? Do you have 2 stress?
I have 2 stress, yes.
Okay.
Whoops.
You start trembling immensely, uncontrollably. All skill rolls using agility suffer a -2 modification until your panic stops.
Oh, shit.
You're fine.
I still get the successes from the attack?
I think so, yeah. I think so. How many successes was that?
2.
2. Okay, do you want to do something with the stunt?
Yeah, if I can... make him fall over or something to get the tongue out of my mouth.
Yeah,
do that.
Sure. Of course. Of course. So 1 damage and you are ungrappled.
Yeah.
Degrappled.
Yeah. Degrappled.
It sounds really bad.
Yeah. Whoa. Eleanor, your turn.
Right. As my fast action, I am going to draw my weapon, my gun I've been carrying, but perhaps haven't announced that I'm carrying.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah.
My Magnum 3.357. I have no idea about anything about guns, but I'm assuming that's a gun. And as my slow action, I'm going to shoot at the one who's currently attacking McNamara.
Okay. Sure.
So
thank you, doctor.
And I get 1 success. No ones on my stress rolls. My 2 stress rolls. Do I have another stress?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you some more stress after this. Actually, okay. I'm waiting until after the fight with the because you're gonna get a point of stress from this for sure.
For sure. Okay. For sure. Yeah, but so no stress and one success. So my damage is 2.
Mm. Okay. So 2 more there.
Shoot her.
Okay. Yeah, they are not down, and it's the captain. Shooting at the one. Yeah, because he still has a tongue down to his throat. But he's just beating with his hands on the body that's grappling him, but he can't manage to get it off. He managed to get quite a good hit in the head, in the side of the head, but it doesn't release its grip. Top of the round. I'm going to start with the one attacking, still attacking Rivas. Ooh, yeah. It is, something's happening. It's still grappling him. Yeah, you see, something's wrong with Rivas because his eyes are rolling back. You can only see the whites of his eyes now.
Oh, no.
And he starts to tremble and shake his arms and legs. And, you don't see any visible damage, but something went really, really well with that attack from the body is on him.
That's bad.
The body that was thrown aside by McNamara and then shot by Dr. Miller... it does. They don't make any sounds really, and the eyes are completely without any sign of life or intelligence. They're acting, not even like animals.
They're like zombies.
Yeah, zombie-like.
They took
actually.
His soul.
Yep, they took. The
and
soul.
It goes for you, McNamara, again.
But why? I'm such a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrying stuff and everything.
Okay. Do you want to spend a fast action to block an attack?
Yeah, I do. Not too keen on that tongue.
You still got that tongue, huh?
Yeah, I got hung up on the tongue. The tongue thing.
Has tongue hung up.
Oh, God. It's kind of my worst nightmare, actually. So, sharing that with you guys, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I block, sorry.
Yes.
I should block, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're all waiting here. No rush.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is actually not bad. And then I get...
Yeah, one is enough.
Yeah, that's... I get 4, so...
Okay. That's not too shabby. But you do have a lot of stress. More than my 0 successes. You should know this, Eleanor. I always roll complete and utter shite when I'm the GM.
Oh, perfect.
So maybe you will all survive this alien adventure. Who knows?
Yeah. Who
it's
knows?
Very, very possible. So the attack misses. And Marine Soldier Davis, you're up.
So I'm thinking I would like to spend my fast action to just aim really carefully to get it done with.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
And then shoot.
Extra dice.
Yeah, extra dice for sure. 2 extra dice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have 3 stress dice. Oh my gosh.
Are you still going for the one who is has his tongue down the captain's throat?
Yeah, she protects the captain again.
Okay. Make the roll. Any ones on the stress dice?
Nope.
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 Any successes?
Yeah. 1.
1. Okay.
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
No. But I don't want any more stress dice.
All right, then.
Yeah.
It looks pretty beat up. I mean, it's taken a hit to the head from the captain and then 2 shots from you. So it looks a bit beat up, actually.
That's good.
Yeah, but who's next? It's... McNamara.
Yeah. He's not true Irish, though.
No, of course he's not.
No,
ooh,
immigrated.
Spoilers.
In the 19th century. Okay, so I'll try. He will try to keep grab. I mean, he's in a rage now.
Yeah,
he grabs
sure.
that dead body's head and tries to just mash it into the floor again and again.
All right.
Crushing it into a pulp.
All right.
Is that graphic enough?
Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Now, the two bad dice. Oh, no.
Another panic attack?
Yeah. Okay, I got two successes first. Just want to see
okay.
the record.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's two damage. Or do you want to spend it on extra damage?
There's not much else to do.
Yeah,
just
not
crush
at this
the
point.
Head. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Two damage. And then a panic roll?
Yep.
Or do I do another panic roll?
Yes,
I
of
do.
Course you do. Every time you roll a one.
That's a two.
Okay.
So that
you're good.
Total of, okay, I'm good. Yeah.
You're good. Yeah. Dr. Müller.
Is there a way for me to double attack? Like, can I shoot twice somehow?
No, actually not in this rule system.
Okay. I'll use my slow action to shoot again. With my...
You can aim carefully with a fast action, giving you two
okay.
bonus dice.
Okay, nice. I'll do that. I'll aim carefully and give myself plus one. Plus two.
I think so, yeah.
Nice. Two sixes.
Okay.
And
that
so...
is enough. Do you want to tell me how you finish off
him.
One?
Finish him! I want to blow his brain, like the last of his brains. I'm assuming the brains are gone anyway, but I want to blow them off and do it in a very cold, calculated, sciencey way. But maybe her heart beat is very, very tense right now. But you can't tell.
Eleanor is holding up her hand in the shape of a gun towards the camera in a very like lock, stock, and two smoking barrels way.
Yep. That's exactly what she wants to do. And then she wants to like blow the gun. I don't know anything about weapons in English or Swedish, so I don't know how to describe what I'm doing.
Oh, that's perfect. I think it's such
you
a perfect image
it.
Because it's the head that, I mean, McNamara is banging the head on the floor, and then she just aims carefully, as you said, in a very scientific way. And just as you push the head down to the floor, that's just what she's waiting for, and just pulls the trigger. And you're not even sure that you noticed that a bullet went into the head of the body, Matthias, because mm-hmm. your last like push with the head down onto the floor, and the head just goes like a watermelon.
Yeah. I'm really strong, so yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Is there one left? There's one left, or did both?
There's one left, and the captain seems to be incapacitated and can't take his turn. And the one that was on him, goes for the scientist.
Oh shit.
But it's a new round, so you get access to another fast action if you want to try and block the attack.
I will.
Roll for close combat, please.
Close combat. Oh, that's not good.
I'm actually not rolling that bad now. Not as bad as I used to.
Actually, yes, I got a success on close combat.
You got a success?
Yes, one success.
Okay. Not enough to stop... actually your helm from shattering and getting a tongue down your throat with glass shards, so you can help yourself to a point of lost health.
Everybody gets the best.
Yes, you're very
one
welcome
point. Okay,
yes, yeah, that's its action. Annalie, your turn.
Yep. So
finish him.
That's what she wants to do. She...
aim and fire?
Yeah, at the one that is working on the scientist.
Yeah, it's the only one
so,
left.
So, so that's the past action there. Can I aim extra carefully again?
Yeah, sure. Sure you can. Two bonus dice.
Yes. Here goes. One success at the stress dice.
Okay.
And one meager success on the other dice.
Okay, so that's two damage. That is enough to finish him, actually.
Woohoo!
So yay. Do you want to narrate how you finish this one that is climbing up onto the scientist, banging its head against the glass of the visor and just sticking its tongue straight down her throat?
Mm. Well, let's just say that 1 second the head is there, sticking its tongue in, and 1 second the head is not there anymore because it's just filled with goo.
Okay. So the scientist gets icky goo all over her face.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
And the tongue is still stuck down the throat.
Oh, no!
Yeah, dude.
We're out of initiative now, just so you know. So, yeah, what do you want to do?
We're gonna get our health points back by resting, but for flavor's sake, I think I wanted to say Juliet because I have her, that character in my head, but Johanna Mueller is going to try to tend to her own wounds, but also check on the others, and then eventually the captain to see what the hell went wrong. But also, being a little bit like the second in command, she's taking that a little bit position since the captain is out of order right now. So,
The captain is basically lying on the ground in spasms, more or less.
Oh, damn.
Arms and legs just shaking and the chest just going up and down like...
Please, Davis, can you make sure that there's no other creatures coming for us while I tend to the wounds of our dear captain?
Yeah, sure, but first, I mean, are you okay?
Oh, I'll be fine. That was disgusting, but I don't seem to be having any serious injuries.
No, you know, I told you that us gals need to stick together, so... Yeah, just, if there's anything, just tell me.
Of course. Yeah, I'm okay too. Thanks for asking.
Ah, good. Good. He's up and about. That's good.
Hurts
okay,
like hell.
Okay, but yeah, let's tend to the captain and see if we can get him up on his feet.
Just make sure that there's nothing that ambushes us. And she goes over to the captain and tries to, see if there's like, we want to, I'm assuming we can't run diagnostics on him right now.
No, you need some kind of like med bay or something for that. Some kind of, science station or, something of the like.
And we know from the map that there is a lab in the west that we could potentially take him to. Or we can, go 10 meters back to our ship. But I don't know. What's the fun choice, guys?
It's fun to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't seem to love the captain, so you're like, whatever, leave him.
I think McNamara would go, oh, shit, I don't think the captain's ready for, this kind of mission anymore. But on the other hand, I don't want to take him back to the ship.
We'll,
who knows what kind of ship.
So what are you suggesting? You just want to leave him here?
I don't want him to, get all crazy like these guys.
Let's see if there's something we can do. I mean, what do you say, Miller? I mean, you're second in command, so this should be yours.
Miller has a moment of reflection. A part of her is like, I really don't want to give up on the captain, but... I don't know. This might be a mistake. We'll see. But I think she's going to take out her gun and shoot him in the head.
You're just gonna do it? You're just gonna do it?
I think she's gonna try to explain it before she does it.
Okay.
This might be a huge mistake, I realize that. But she's gonna try to explain it with, I believe that he's been compromised and I believe that he will survive, rise up and become one of them. We can't take any risks right now. Our mission is the most important thing here. We need to find out what happened to this station. And I don't want to take any risks. And so, as the commander of this mission now, I think it's time. And she raises the gun, but she doesn't shoot.
Hold on. Hey, Dr. Miller, sorry to interrupt. I know you're in command and everything, but I know I might have a solution for this that doesn't require, even more brains splattering around.
Why the sudden change? You don't like the guy.
It doesn't mean I want to see him, in this kind of shape.
Put him out of his misery. I think it's a good idea, actually.
Well, that's a hard line. How about this?
I tie him up in this here cargo net and we leave him here. And then if he's not better by when we get back, you know, we can make another decision then.
He's gonna die from the seizures or something, so
Can't you give him something, Doc?
Something,
you know, sedative or something?
I suppose I could. And she contemplates the idea and she's like, oh, that is actually a much better idea to sedate him and tie him up. But man, did she reveal perhaps a little bit too much about her cold-blooded soul? Oh well.
So you guys are going to tie up and sedate the captain. That's the decision?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Okay. We are now entering into Act 2 of this cinematic role-playing adventure, which means that you guys all get a story point because you all followed your personal agendas and stuff like that for the first act. So you get a story point which you can use to buy one extra six or one six if you fail a roll and don't want to push it.
Cool.
So you can use that. You can save it or you can use it. You can save it for Act 3 if you want to have two then, or you know, do whatever you want with it. And I'm going to send you each a message with your new personal agenda for Act 2.
Very nice. Oh, exciting. Yeah.
Make it good. Come
Intrigues.
All right. So, yeah, you have... did you have some sedatives on you, Dr. Miller, or did you have to go back for that, or were you searching for it in the quarantine?
I would assume she has like a medical bag or something with some stuff, that morphine or something, that she could use.
Sure.
Because she suspected that there was a disease breakout, so she was planned. Mm. She was ready to help people. Or kill them, apparently.
Yeah. you guys all got... Did I give you one stress point for the jump scare attack by the bodies?
I think you did.
Right?
Or,
no?
I mean,
and you get one more for your science officer drawing your gun and pointing it at the captain and suggesting she should off him.
Nice. Do I also get it?
No, you don't get that one because you were the one, one proposing it.
I have 5 stress dive.
Oh, yeah. Nice. But you were you were resting, guys, as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In our safe space here. Super
safe. Yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe
I don't
space.
Know.
So can we take away some stress dives?
Depends on how.
Because we rested.
It depends on how long you want to rest and what you want to do when you're resting.
Couple of hours.
Oh.
Couple of hours.
No. Yeah.
No, really?
No.
Nah. Just kidding. It's going to be super boring to listen to.
But I mean, like 10 minutes wouldn't be too far off, would it? I mean, just to, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
just to catch your breath.
Exactly. I'm going to assume.
Consider the situation. You just entered a research station that stopped answering calls.
Yeah.
And you were just attacked by 2 creatures that seemed to be dead and then just sprung alive, basically.
Yeah. So we probably don't feel super comfortable staying and chilling out
there,
and having a barbecue.
No.
So, but I think Mueller is gonna go and take care of the captain. Like she's gonna, you know, holster her gun and give him morphine. And Andreas,
yeah,
can I say something to you in private?
Yeah, sure, of course. You guys take off your headphones.
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to give him too much morphine.
Okay. You want to give him an OD?
Yeah.
What you notice is that you have to give him like all the morphine you have.
Okay.
Like you start by doubling the dose for what would sedate him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still like shaking and having spasms.
Okay.
And you quadruple the dose and then he starts to become sedated.
Okay.
And you have to take like tenfold the dose to actually OD him.
Okay. But she does that secretly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. What are you other guys doing, McNamara, Davis?
I'm assisting, McNamara is assisting Dr. Miller by tying him up, tying the captain up, just securing him in case he, you know, get any further spasms or, you know, decides to start kissing people.
I mean, this is a quarantine station, so of course there are things you can use as straps here for sure.
Yeah,
that's not a problem.
He'll lean in and ask her while, you know, while he's helping her, like, Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Do you think this is a virus or something?
I do not know. I have not seen something like this ever before, but I do worry. I think if we can get to the lab, we might be able to discover what they were experimenting with, or if this is something, some leak from outside, or I don't know, but we should be careful. And she, and she continues to give the captain some medicine and some sedative and stuff. Yeah. And I think till he calms down.
Yeah, it takes quite a lot because he's really, really, I mean, he's up here, you know, with the spasms and stuff like that. So you have to, like, take out an injection, give it, and then nothing happens. You have to take out another one, nothing happens, you know, like.
Since, Mueller says, since he seems to be so unbelievably sick, I think we should, perhaps we should get him something a little bit more comfortable. Is there a bed or something, like the quarantine room, where he can just...
Yeah, there's a metal bed there.
There's a sofa.
Yeah,
there's a sofa. A sofa and a metal bed. Strangest quarantine room ever.
Yeah, exactly, like a hangout. So I think, can you put him on to the sofa so at least, in case he wakes up and he feels better, then at least he won't be... You know, on the floor.
I'll do it. I do it. Yeah. So Davis lifts him up and brings him to the sofa and puts him down there. And she turns to the others and she says, you know what? You go take some time. I'm going to stay here with him.
You're not following? You're not coming along?
No, I can't leave.
What do you mean you can't leave?
Somebody needs to stay here and see to him if he wakes up, to calm him down. You know,
we could potentially ask the pilot to come here and watch over him.
Oh yeah, speaking of Robinson, you all get called by Robinson on your comm unit. It's like, hey guys, what the fuck happened, man? Talk to me. Are you there?
Unfortunately, the captain is down for now. He seems to have contracted some sort of sickness.
Down? What the fuck do you mean? What do you mean down?
He was attacked.
He was attacked, and he's
by what?
Yeah, that's the question.
You tell me.
It's unclear.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
You tell me.
Someone, please tell us. No, he's unfortunately down, but we have decided to carry on. And as the second in command, I am taking command of this. I'm the captain now.
All right. But I mean, what you have to talk to me. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, who were these guys? Did you get any? What kind?
Did we see if they had kind of like worker suits? What kind of clothes were they in? What kind of personnel would they have been?
Was it part of the crew?
Yeah, they were basically in scrubs, actually.
Mm. Okay, so it could have been anything from.
Yeah, from lab assistants to the highest scientists. Oh, okay, it's hard to tell. Okay. Like,
we believe we might have an outbreak of some kind on this station. So I would suggest you, if you could come and pick up our captain and store him safely on our ship, then we can continue to explore the rest of the station. Then you should
stay
on.
Is that safe? Do I need to suit up?
Yes, you should suit up, and you should. But it's definitely safe.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming. Sure.
And maybe we'll wait for him to come and pick the captain up. But I don't know. How does Davis feel about that?
Yeah, she cares for the captain, so she wants to stay with him. She doesn't want to leave. She's very. When it comes to authority and people in command, she's very compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Robinson suits up and comes. And yeah, that's about the time it takes for you guys to take that short rest you were talking about. And you get You can take away one stress die each. You guys who lost health can get one health back each.
Nice. Yeah.
And Matthias, you are rid of your panic condition.
Very nice.
That's good.
So Robinson comes, he suits up, and he looks at the scene, the carnage, and just like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah, so two dead people, suddenly they weren't so dead, and there was some tongue action involved, and yeah.
Tongue action?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the fun one. No.
Obviously not. Yeah, and he goes up to the captain, and he's really out cold.
Yeah,
looks dead to me.
Really?
Nah. He was shaking a minute ago.
Mueller walks over to the captain and checks his pulse.
No pulse.
Oops. Oopsie.
How is he, Doctor?
I believe the captain is dead, unfortunately. I don't know why.
Oh.
But I worry that he's gonna come back in some other form.
Oh, shit.
Like the others. Oh. Okay, we should keep him tied up.
Perhaps there's a faster way. They clearly seem to be not able to move with a hole in their head. Perhaps we should do the...
Well, he is dead. You can go ahead and plant one.
Yes. I think that would be wise. And she shoots him.
Okay.
I mean...
He's already dead. What you gonna do?
I mean, you can...
No, I... Can I get a word in?
Yes, absolutely.
If I see her pulling her gun again.
Yeah. If you...
Doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt you again.
While you're doing... trying to do the same thing.
Do your gun thing. It's just, you know... I'm thinking... I mean, I'm not a science person. I'm just a grunt. I told you, but... Aren't we supposed to sort of collect some data from this place?
Oh, for sure. No, we should definitely do that. But I worry that we've just been attacked. And I want to make sure that we don't get attacked again.
I mean, he's tied up.
And dead. You can... Yeah. And she takes his hand and shoves it against his pulse. See? Dead. Gone.
Yeah, but I mean, the other guy seemed dead too. I mean, if he caught whatever they were having, he might, you know, pop up like a jack-in-the-box, start trying to kiss us all.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we should eliminate the threat and put a hole in his head.
Okay.
But I don't...
Yeah. I mean, the captain would probably have wanted us to, you know, collect some kind of evidence of what's going on here. And I mean, this is the kind of... prime evidence, if you ask me.
That's fair. Actually, that's a good observation. Good thinking, McNamara. And Mueller completely changes.
It's just luck. I'm just stupid. I'm very stupid normally.
Yeah, no, but you seem... No, that was a very good swing. You have the science brain. And Mueller changes her mind.
Oh.
And it's like...
and Davis is like, get a room.
No. What with you?
Actually,
no way, dude. You might be strong, but you're kind of a
Mueller being
what?
Yeah. nothing. Just messing with you.
Mueller being like a little bit of a scientist, being like, okay, flirtation.
So are we guys putting a hole in his head, or are we taking him back to ship, or are we like?
How about this? And she takes out a vial to collect a blood sample. Later, I think we should collect a blood sample, so if you would be so kind to bring the captain back to the ship and together with these blood samples, and we will carry on to discover more of the station. How does that sound?
Did you time up good?
Yeah.
It's not gonna, like, turn on me when I'm all alone in the ship?
Hey, I'm famous for my knots, okay, man? It's cool.
Mueller walks over to Robinson and says, should he for some reason, start to live again, it's usually not a great idea for him to get up. So please use your brain and put a hole in his.
Okay. Yeah.
That seemed to take care of it. And she points to the other bodies that are, you know, their brains are blown off.
Well, if you say so, boss. You're boss now, right?
That is correct. And she, but she wonders if that's if it's accepted by the others. So, and she looks at, especially McNamara.
He's challenging. It seems accepting enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robinson carries, like fireman's carry, takes the captain back to the ship.
Shall we move on?
Yeah. Just the three of us.
Yeah. Just be on your guard.
Oh, I'm always on my guard.
How about you take the lead?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you're a captain now, so yeah. I can do that. I can do that. I'm happy to, you know?
Perfect.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go the side pathway towards the northern passageway, or do you want to keep on going straight forward towards the hub?
What does the captain think?
I think we should go to the hub and see if we can access more data about this this station and see if we can potentially access other points and see if we can see any cameras or anything going on.
I agree.
Potentially we can find some survivors there too.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Right. Oh, sorry guys. Can I just...
And McNamara looks around for some kind of weapon. Like...
Looting.
Yeah, a metal pipe. Something that could be used to, you know,
like
crush people with. Yeah. Something like that.
I mean, there are showers. So I'm guessing you could like pull like use something that's holding up the shower drapes, you know, like the metal bars holding up the shower drapes.
Yeah, if it's sturdy enough, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, let's say there are sturdy metal bars.
Yeah, I'll break one of those off.
Yeah, you flex your muscles and just like.
Yeah.
Can Davis do the same thing? Just to show off that she can do that too. That's nothing special.
Do you want to have a roll off to see who gets it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Contest of pulling down shower curtains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah.
So what is this?
I would
strength
say
or stamina.
I would say stamina. I would say stamina for sure. Yeah. So stamina versus stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make the rolls, please.
Including the stress dice?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
It would be so fun if you got a panic attack from this.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something very stressful about putting down shower curtains. So.
Do you get any successes as well?
Yeah, one success.
Annalie?
Yeah, I got one success from the dice, and then two successes from the stress die.
So three successes total. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that Davis walks up next to McNamara and starts pulling on another metal bar, and basically just like rips it off instantaneously, and this is stressing the fuck out of McNamara. So please make a panic roll.
Three.
And how many stress points do you have?
Three. So it's a total of six then.
You're good. You're keeping it together.
Oh, wow. That's, That must...
Yeah.
Yeah. That looked a bit looser. Yeah, yeah.
Don't give me that crap. Come on. That was nothing. Nothing. I can do it again, so, yeah.
All right. So you each got a metal bar. Are you holding yours, McNamara? And Davis, you're putting it, like, in your belt or something?
Yep, in the belt. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm holding mine.
All right. The captain has ordered, or the commanding officer has commanded you to keep on going in towards the hub. You open the airlock, Davis?
I do.
All right. And then you continue forward along the passageway onward, the tunnel towards the hub. These passageways, by the way, they're circular, but on the floor, it's been like flattened. They've laid a floor, so it's flat to walk on it. But they're quite bare. There's some pipes going along it, and some pipes for water, and some pipes for electricity and cables and stuff. And yeah, as I said earlier, you managed to turn on the emergency lighting, and there are like light strips running along, like giving off quite a weak light, but still a light.
Are there any ventilators?
Ventilators? You mean like ventilation shafts?
Yes.
Air ducts.
Wink,
air
wink.
Ducts. Wink, wink.
Yeah, for sure there are. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Otherwise the space station can't exist. It can't live. It can't.
Exactly.
No.
You need that stuff. Yeah. It's very, very useful.
Air, yeah.
Davis.
Indeed. The good old air.
Davis, what do you see, Davis? Do you see anything out of the ordinary?
Well, does she?
Do you want to make an observation roll? Yeah,
yes,
go
please.
Ahead. Go ahead. The more you roll, the more better for me.
I'll aid.
I want to help.
Yeah,
I want to help too.
Oh, how sweet of you, both of you at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so two more dice.
Eager.
Awesome, thank you.
Awesome, possum.
A bunch of fives, but no six.
Oh, no.
Too bad. Do you want to push it and get another stress die?
That's a trick question. No, I don't.
No, you don't see nothing out of the ordinary.
Wait. Can I use my story?
Your story point?
Yes, please.
Yeah, you can, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Lovely. So I have a six now.
You do. Unfortunately, it was quite a waste because you still observe nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, yeah! I thought you were going to say something epic. Oh, man, you're so happy.
I got a story point out of you for free.
Oh, man.
It's too happy now. That's not good. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, you're passing along this... basically, also, I mean, you're in a passageway. It's not much here except for the ventilation shaft and, some wires and the pipes and tubes and... Yeah, the floor and the lighting in the floor.
A bunch of boring stuff in dust.
Yep. The passageway isn't that long. Maybe, 50, 60 feet. And then you reach the hub.
The hub.
There's another airlock and a small round window that you can look through.
Yes, please.
Looking.
You're looking through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so this seemed to be a computer central hub.
Oh, perfect.
There are a bunch of monitors, computers, and not that many lab equipment, but still some. I mean, I suppose that some of the analysis, most of the analysis goes on in the lab, but some has to be done here as well. So there are a few... lab equipment, paraphernalia lying about, and some chairs, and there are no visible people in here.
I will take out my movement monitor and see if there's any movement.
No movement, but you do realize also that your proximity sensor is scanning for, it's like heat-based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scanning for like body heat,
right?
The movement of body heat, and the bodies that you found were obviously cold,
right? So this one does not seem to pick up any cold dead bodies. So please be on your guard when we open up this air shaft or lock.
Okay.
Well, I can't see any through the window, so. I guess we're good, huh?
Are the other doors closed? Just to make are the other doors closed to the hub? Can we see that?
The three other airlocks leading out to the north, west, and south. They're closed.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Brace yourselves. Let's go in.
You first, Davis?
Yeah.
Clear the room.
Why not?
You open the airlock. Davis, you enter.
It's all clear.
Yeah, it is actually clear. There are no bodies in here whatsoever.
Oh, perfect.
Just so you know, she didn't say, it's all clear. She's like, it's all clear, y'all.
That's it.
She's cooler than me.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mueller walks up over to the main computer and starts... see if she can hack in, and she takes out a little USB stick and inserts that to see if she can also it's like a hacking tool, so she can help her with the check.
You've of course gotten the necessary passwords that from your mission briefing.
Yeah, and so do you want me to? Do I have to do roll a contact, or should I just? Continue
it to... depends. It depends on what you want to search for. Like, if you go into one of the main computers, what you see first are a bunch of journals,
right?
And you have some folders for like staff information. You have some folders for
like the porn stash.
Okay. Yeah,
the surf trip. Anyway,
but some folders for the upkeep of the station,
Okay, she wants to read some of the latest entries for the logs to see if there's any mention of what's happened here. If she sees anything interesting.
Okay. First. Yeah. But make a contact roll.
Okay.
I
want to do that, but then I also, she would like to see where the research is going, where the research can be found, any useful info. Nice. I got 4 sixes.
4 sixes?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a roll. Are you sure you don't want to spend your story point to get 5?
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah. You get the full journal. You get everything, like full access to anything here. So, if you want to, you can try and put on the full power.
Yes, like, I will
power
do that.
Up the station fully.
Power up the station. But I also wonder, do I have to roll my stress dice?
Yes, always. Every roll, you always roll a stress dice.
A 1.
All right. Roll a d6, please.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so happy now.
4. So that's a total of 7.
7?
Yep.
Your stress level increases and you start to like twitch around the eye.
Yep.
A bit like get some like you said earlier with the captain, like these stressful tics.
Yeah.
About the eye, you know, like. Because what you're reading is quite upsetting as well.
Interesting. What am I reading?
What are you reading? Are you reading out loud?
No.
Are you sharing with the group?
No.
Then you guys should take off your headphones.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
I was just going to say that I was going to look over her shoulder, if that is okay.
Yeah. Okay, taking off the headphones.
Do you want to look over her shoulder and read?
I mean, he can definitely... Yeah. Shouldn't he be able to do like a stealth roll or whatever it's called in Alien World?
Are you trying to do it stealthy? I don't think he's trying to do it stealthy.
No, I just want to walk up. McNamara just walks up to her, like...
Okay.
Casually, looking what she's doing, what she's reading.
Yeah, I think she's reading quietly, but she's not stopping him.
Okay, then you can stay, Matthias. So what you're reading is that they have been trying to develop some kind of bioweapon here. You knew that already. But the kind of bioweapon that they are developing is... they seem to have found some kind of bacteria on a planet, which they have gathered. And, they've let the bacteria grow, controlled in a lab situation. And these bacteria act... they are obviously bacteria of some kind. At least they are akin to bacteria. But there's something very, very odd with them. They are not acting as bacteria normally should and would. You know, you don't know, you've never seen this kind of thing before. They seem almost alien.
Really?
And yeah, it seems that you can attract these bacteria. A host can attract the bacteria, and the bacteria takes control over the body of the host, and the host turns into an uncontrollable, veritable weapon. It goes berserk and attacks any and everything about it.
Oh, dear God. Dr. Miller says, this seems to be very serious. I've never seen anything like this. And she starts putting all the information she can into her little the USB sticks that she put in earlier.
Mm. And since you got that many successes, actually, you needed 3 for this. You get some of the latest entry logs.
Mm, perfect.
Yeah. Where a Dr. Nichols has logged in and written, "It's gotten out of control. The bacteria have spread all throughout the lab staff.
Oh, shit.
Everyone but me seems infected. I'm the only one here. I'm the only one left. They have torn asunder the communications equipment. I am unable to call for aid. I am alone here." And that's where we end episode 2 of our Alien One Shot.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna end, and I also
I didn't even get to hear the end because
blurring
and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know what
you're gonna have to wait until not next week, but until like we release this in a couple of weeks.
That's so cool. Yeah. Unless,
what do you mean?
Unless we tell her.
Unless you tell her.
I mean, you could ask. We could tell you.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. In Alien, it's important to keep your secrets for yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some people can pull down shower curtains, others can, you know.
Exactly. Others can blow the brains out of their cat.
It wasn't a shower curtain. It was it wasn't a curtain.
It wasn't a curtain. It was a metal piece. It's a weapon now.
Yeah.
It's a weapon.
Yeah. So it wasn't a curtain.
We'll see, though. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see who survives.
We'll see who survives next week when Sweden rolls once
again.
You've listened to Sweden Rolls playing Alien RPG, published by Fria Ligan Free League Publishing, starring Anneli Heed, Mattias Redbo, and guest starring Eleanor Di Lorenzo. Now, if you're already following us on social media, you'll know that we haven't been all that active there, but we plan to change that drastically in the near future and become very much more active on the social media platforms. And if you aren't following us already, now is the time to start doing so. And we want to send a huge thank you to all of you patrons out there who support us at patreon.com/swedenrolls. We appreciate your support so, so, so much. And if you aren't a patron already, why not check it out? We have loads of bonus stuff, bonus material. We have prequels, we have music, we have bloopers, and we'll pretty soon, just a few patrons away from starting to produce a bi-monthly one-shot that will be Patreon exclusive. And we are only one Demon Lord tier patron away from starting a campaign or some one-shots where we give you patrons a chance to play RPGs with us at Sweden Rolls. And if you like the show, please consider dropping a review on iTunes or on Facebook or wherever you can rate us and review us. It will help us immensely in reaching more and more listeners. The music for this podcast is produced and composed by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.